Unit 14. The Frozen Continent.
Sitting directly over the South Pole and blanketed by thick ice, Antarctica is a continent of extremes. Its desert-like climate has an average year-round temperature of negative 49 degrees Celsius, making it both the most frigid and one of the most arid places on Earth. Stronger winds have been recorded on Antarctica than anywhere else, and the continent's average elevation is more than three times that of any other. Surrounded by three oceans, it is as large as Mexico and the United States combined, and in the depths of winter, it receives absolutely no sunlight. Though temperatures in Antarctica are always chilling, variations exist depending on season and region. The lowest occur in the continent's interior, where the average remains under negative 30 degrees Celsius even in summer, and drops to negative 65 degrees in winter. On the coast, conversely, summer can bring above freezing temperatures, but these plunge to between negative 10 and negative 20 degrees Celsius in winter. Water in the surrounding seas either freezes to form loose sea ice or hovers just above freezing. Antarctica's inhospitable climate makes permanent human settlement impossible, but the frozen continent provides a home for many other species, which live in the oceans around the landmass, in coastal habitats, or both. Within the marine ecosystem, tiny organisms called phytoplankton harness the energy of the sun through photosynthesis and are consumed by krill, small shrimp-like animals. Krill, in turn, serve as the primary food source for a number of larger species, including fish, whales, and penguin chicks. Seals and bird species make up the rest of the Antarctic animal community. Antarctica hosts human inhabitants as well, researchers engaged in projects at the continent's science stations. Fields as diverse as astronomy, biology, and volcanology are regularly investigated on the continent. By international treaty, Antarctica is regarded as a zone of peace. All countries have access to it and are free to conduct research as they see fit, provided it does not harm the environment or infringe on the rights of teams from other nations. The American-operated McMurdo Station is the largest human settlement on Antarctica, capable of supporting as many as 1,258 residents. Unfortunately, though sometimes well-intentioned, human activity does not always leave the Antarctic environment unscathed. Tourism is a growing concern, as more cruise ships visit the Antarctic Ocean every year, and sometimes dispose of waste improperly, as do the science stations, which have even contaminated the surrounding landscape with radioactive waste. However, the greatest threat to Antarctica, and consequently the rest of the world, comes from global warming. Rising sea and air temperatures are weakening the Antarctic ice sheet, causing massive chunks of ice to detach and enter the open ocean. This trend has the potential to raise sea levels around the world by more than a meter, presaging severe flooding of coastal areas. Clearly, action should be taken to preserve Antarctica, both for the sake of the animals that call it home and the security of millions of people worldwide.